Welcome to Cold Cafe for April Fool's Day. First day of April. Hope you're ready. And we're looking at the lectionary scripture for this coming Sunday, which is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Easter is for Doubting. And then you know, if you know, why the scripture is named that. But so glad you could join us. I pray this bring a blessing to you and to me and make us the people Christ Jesus would have us be. Ready to get into God's word? I am. Verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were shut. And Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Easter, dear friends. This comes for the first Sunday in Easter. And I pray that indeed Christ is risen in your life, because he is risen indeed. In a drive I will never forget, we had only sketchy information. My best friend had drowned. We had stopped at a traffic light as we were waiting to cross a busy street to make our way to his home. I had to ask again, "Is he dead? To me, could you drown and still be alive? Yes, please." So I had to ask my dad if René, my friend, was indeed dead. I was in that stage of denial for me, though it had been so many years. Even now, I hesitantly accept that, yes, he died. I will always remember going day after day to the funeral home where his body lay. I kept thinking it was taking too long for his mom to finally agree to a funeral service, and that each day his body lay in that casket was not good for her or her husband or his sisters or for me and all of the friends that he had. Yes, me, selfishly. I did not want him to be on display. I wanted him to rest. I cried and cried for him. I looked up to him and his wisdom, his laugh, and his love, and his friendship at church. So I can only begin to imagine that I felt for my dear friend times 12. Or times 125, which is the number of people that followed Jesus at that time. But in that room, we call the upper room, it was maybe a couple more than 12. I know that denial had set in the hearts and spirits of those followers of Jesus. They were dazed and confused, and more than denial, there was fear in their hearts. If it had been that easy for the religious leaders to kill Jesus, who had the respect and following of the people, more or less, How much more easier would it be for them to kill us, I'm sure they were thinking. That was the question that led them to lock the doors of that upper room. Doom and gloom had been served fresh since that Good Friday. Every time they gathered, there was fear in that room. Is peace the opposite of fear? Or is peace the antidote to fear? Fear and doubt would soon kill the souls of these 11 men and women with them, and into the setting comes the risen Lord with the words, "Peace be with you." Boom. What they lacked, Jesus supplied. And that's true over and over again in my life, and I'm sure in yours as well. Jesus' presence, his words, his spirit broke that doom and gloom. And to add more to the remedy they desperately needed, Jesus showed them his hand and his side, the very wounds, physical wounds, that helped kill him. As they began to process what they were seeing, joy entered them, for they truly saw the risen Lord. And again, Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." These were marching orders. Then the marching power. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Wow. The disciples are now realizing that they were called not to join a social club. They were called to a mission, to a purpose where they were to have a stated purpose of reaching the world for God. This is sin we're talking about. This is life that we're sharing. A world where sin would meet its defeat by the sharing of Jesus' words and power. A world to which we are invited, and yes, members, when we said yes to Jesus, where we too, hear this, are expected to produce results. But what made this story interesting was that one of them was not there. Yes, that friend who is always late or who somehow always finds an excuse or reason not to come. Yes, we all have them. Thomas, the twin, was somewhere else. When he finally joins them, they tell him the good news. And he's like those friends. Huh? Sure you did. I won't believe it unless I see it with my own eyes. But he also added, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. In Spanish, we would have remarked with disgust, "Si tú," which is, yeah, right. 1 week later, guess who bothered to join them? Yes, doubting Thomas. Hey, it only takes one remark to get a nickname or a label. I can imagine, yes, my snarky self, someone had to have said, "Well, look who bothered to join us today." You can add your own snide remarks in the comment section below. But back to our story. When gathered again in the upper room, again behind locked doors, with Thomas there in the room with them, finally, Jesus makes another appearance, and guess what he says? "Peace be with you." They still needed to hear that, and this time Thomas is hearing it for the first time. "Peace be with you." And speaking to Thomas, Jesus addresses him and says to him directly, "Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas, I'm sure, wanted to scream, "Who told?" Jesus knew. Thomas did not need to get a physical touch, for he was touched in his heart and soul. "This is Jesus," and tells him so, "my Lord and my God." Boom again. Thomas believes in the whole mission with that declaration. Yet Jesus has to ask him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have come to believe." That's for you and me. Then John adds the words to explain the purpose for which he wrote the book, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing, you may have life in his name. Now, friends, just like the disciples, we often face fear and doubt in our lives. We may feel locked behind doors of uncertainty or paralyzed by our lack of faith. My friend Renee's death dealt quite a blow to my life. That year that I was supposed to go to summer camp again with our youth group, I didn't go. Because the previous year, he and I had been roommates and we had the best time sharing a room and participating in all the activities. And I could not bring myself to imagine camp without Renee. Yet Jesus meets us in the midst of our doubts, offering us his peace and presence. And Jesus invites us to move beyond our doubts and fears and to trust in him. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for meeting us in our doubts and fears. Thank you for offering us your peace and presence even when we struggle to believe. Help us to trust in you even when we cannot see the way forward. Strengthen our faith. And empower us to live as your disciples, sharing your love and grace with the world. For it's in Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Well, dear friend, have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Let us consider areas in our lives where we're struggling with doubt or fear. Let's bring those concerns to God in prayer, asking for his peace and guidance. And let us seek opportunities to share the love and grace of Christ with others, embodying the message of hope and redemption found in the resurrection. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, dear friend, pass it on. Push all the buttons there to let the world know that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus can be our Lord and our Savior. Amen.